I don't know if this started back when I was picking rocks at age 6, or maybe it was when I got my paper out at age 10, or maybe it was when I started my first magazine at age 22. But there was always something inside of me that created a desire to make money. And it must be that same desire, that same drive, that led me to become an altar boy by age 7, a Sunday school teacher at age 14, and in my professional life, countless hours spent as a volunteer for nonprofits, sitting on committees and boards. And that's really what this show is all about. The desire to make money, the drive to build, and the passion to give back to your community. All characteristics of a good capitalist. So pull up a stool, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and be a part of the discussion as we talk with business owners, entrepreneurs, innovators, newsmakers, and kidrepreneurs about making money, community, ethics, and character. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism.
Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now, like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Dr. Neil Barnard, author, dietitian, well known for reversing diabetes through diets, and now he's working with Geico. He's doing some meal planning within their cafeteria and having great results.
But people who are overweight, they lost weight easily. If they had diabetes, their numbers got better. So that was very successful. So then we decided to expand, and we went to 10 different cities at the Geico plant in Macon, Georgia, and Buffalo, New York, and San Diego, and Tucson, and everywhere else. And exactly the same thing happened. And by now, it's getting to be a no-brainer.
And then we sit down with author Kristen Lajeunesse to talk about her experience of quitting her job and traveling across the country eating at vegan restaurants.
Before I started the trip, I was very an anxious, super type A, afraid of what might happen to me, kind of living in a box type of person. Now I feel like I have a much better sense of the people I want to surround myself with, how I want to spend my time.
And then we hear from U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
That dollars are there for clean coal technology development. In other words, there's this incredible movement to put a lot more money into renewable investment in the government, in the Department of Energy. And they have a science and technology research and development division.
All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. To see an entire list of our Coffee and Capitalism media network, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. In addition to the support of this radio station and our other media affiliates, Coffee and Capitalism would also like to thank the local sponsors as well as our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. Kids and Capitalism. Creating ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. To find out more on Kids and Capitalism or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's Kids and Capitalism and their weekly KidCast at kidsandcapitalism.com. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Building the Bakken can be heard on over 35 radio stations and found in over 23 newspapers and magazines. To listen to exclusive interviews or to read original feature stories, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or maybe just a weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. That's the triple trifecta. But don't take my word for it. Give them a call, check them out online, and find out for yourself. DeadwoodLodge.com, DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years. The Lodge at Deadwood. I'm your host, Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
Sit on a million, sit on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now?
Hello, my name is Otis, and this is the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Today's guest is Kirsten Baszler, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. Ms. Baszler recently participated at the Kids in Capitalism Expo, where she spoke on the importance of early education and mentioned several children from our Kids in Capitalism educational group. In just a moment, you will hear a portion from our interview with Kirsten Baszler, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, conducted by fellow multimedia kidrepreneur Andy and myself, Otis.
Kids and Capitalism.
This Kids and Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you. And now back to our Kids in Capitalism KidCast with Kirsten Baszler, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction from the Kids in Capitalism Expo, with interview being conducted by multimedia kidrepreneurs Andy and myself, Otis.
My manager is Eric, student at Fargo South High School.
My name is Otis, and I'm with Kids in Capitalism.
I'm Kirsten Baszler, State Superintendent, North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.
So in 2009, they had a Federal Reserve study, and they found that every dollar put into pre-K education actually came about $1.80 put back into the community. So what are your thoughts on this and pre-K education?
Pre-K.
How it was put back in the community, I should say.
It is. Pre-K education is a good investment. It's a very good investment in our state and in our nation. When I was preparing for the 2015 legislative session, and I was looking at working with our legislators to propose a pre-K bill or preschool bill, early childhood education bill is what we called it, I had the opportunity to have several conversations with Art Rolnick, and Art used to be the chairperson of the Federal Reserve in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And Art commissioned that study, and he came back with that estimate, and he's seen studies that the return on investment is sometimes as high as $7 to $9 for every dollar invested. And I think the premise for that, Andy, is that if we never have the gap ever begin between those students that have the benefit of going to preschool or having the benefit of staying at home in a very rich environment full of books and mathematical and science experiences from those students that maybe didn't have the opportunity to be so involved in a rich, rich environment, then that gap occurs and we never really close that gap. My very first month in office as a state superintendent, one of the experiences that I had was the education director for our correction system, our North Dakota prison system, gave me a tour of our correction systems in the Bismarck-Mandan area. And I found out at that time that one of the very first things that they do when someone becomes incarcerated is they find out whether or not they have a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a high school diploma, on day two of their incarceration, they begin to get that work on that degree. And that tells me that we as a state know how valuable education is, at least, at the very least, high school education, to the well-being of our state. At that point in time, North Dakota was investing about $3,900 for every student every year. And the cost to incarcerate one person for 1 year was $40,000.
Oh, wow.
So there's quite a savings if we can just educate students and make sure that they're productive instead of having to go into our judicial system.
So you're saying it even goes as far as to bringing reduction in crime as well?
And there are studies, and Mr. Rolnick had commissioned those studies as well. So it increases the investment of community, of wage earnings, which goes back to the state in taxes. But it also prevents the state spending money on social services, incarceration, abuse, family issues. There's a long line of benefits of pre-K education.
To listen to the full-length interview and mentor session with Kirsten Baszler, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, or to listen to other Kids in Capitalism KidCast, visit KidsInCapitalism.com. The Kids in Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and his team a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. Tell them Otis sent you.
Don't need nobody to tell me if I'm safe.
From the entire cast at Kids in Capitalism, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. Nobody to tell me if my clothes aren't clean. I don't need nobody to tell me if that's real what I just seen. I don't need nobody to tell me if I remind them of Charlie Sheen. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene. 'Cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism.
I'm gonna be me.